And I'm now joined in by Delilah White, the Executive Director of Offseason, a pretty new organization here in the Southside helping out with youth athletics. Delilah, for people who don't know, just tell us about Offseason and what it's all about.
Sure, Ryan, and thanks so much for having me. Offseason is a nonprofit organization formed 3 years ago by neighbors, by community members, by family members, former college players who saw a real need in Danville and Pennsylvania County to support our youth, to support our families in their development. So Offseason provides holistic sports development, training, nutrition, and education programs and services for youth ages 8 to 21 throughout our region. We do this by offering free camps to our kids throughout the summer months. And we also run premier programs, such as our college scouting and recruiting program, Ryan, that's designed for top performing athletes with that dream from a rural place that we live in, with the dream to play on the next level. So as you can tell, just a group of people coming together to offer and provide for our families and our athletes in a holistic manner to let them know that the support and the resources are here, and especially for our top performing athletes to let them know that we're here to provide a path for them. So that's what Offseason is all about.
I guess, you know, when people hear the word, holistic approach, they may not necessarily, may not completely understand what that means exactly. So explain that a little bit and, you know, how that applies to Offseason.
Absolutely. For Offseason, sports and development and working with our youth is about a mindset. And so when we say holistic, once again, we're filling the needs, the gaps. We educate in sports nutrition, for example. We recognize that our kids need more guidance on how to fuel their bodies. And Ryan, this is just not for them on a court or on a field. This is for them in real life. So we partner with local small businesses such as Sova Fitness. They are certified nutritionists to work with our youth, no matter if it's at our camp or through our programs, to teach them and to tell them and to train them on how to properly fuel their body, what nutritious things to eat to help them be not only a great athlete, but also just a great human being, providing that balance for them mentally, physically, and spiritually. So when we say holistic, we do sports development and training. It's about the education part of the development. We work with youth. We run camps that feed them literally into our local recreation programs, because we believe that sports is once again a great way to learn life lessons. And so on top of that, we also offer the training. We partner with some of the top trainers in all sports throughout our region, people who have played basketball, soccer, football on the college level, who knows the demands of that for our youth and who's able to translate that and work with our youth in their sports journey. So this is a part of the holistic nature that we're talking about. It's about approaching sports and education and youth development in a mind, body, spiritual approach. And that's what we provide. And we're seeing that it's working. Our kids really need this. Our athletes really need this. They dig into our programs. They love the camps that they come to. And as you heard, we're constantly connecting them with other people, other organizations, businesses that are there for them to support them in any part of their journey as well.
I know, you know, you're looking at the website and, you know, paying attention to things. I think, you know, maybe one of the biggest things that, you know, Offseason has gotten notice for so far was the announcement of a feasibility study for an indoor sports complex in Pennsylvania County. Can you just kind of, you know, what's the progress on that that feasibility study at this point?
Oh, absolutely. We're at the stages where we are signing a contract with a highly reputable and absolutely qualified consulting firm to conduct the feasibility study for Pennsylvania County. Yes, Ryan, this is exciting for us too. So you've heard about our programs and our services, but our economic development mission is to build a sports tourism hub in Pennsylvania County. company, connecting the assets that we already have, our land, with the demands and the needs of our youth and our community members for health, for well-being, for facilities, for our children, and for us to also be able to hold sports events, camps, national tournaments even right here in our area. So we're looking to boost economic development by seeing the feasibility of bringing the first year-round indoor sports complex to Pennsylvania County. As I said, we searched far and wide all over the nation for highly qualified firms to conduct this study. And Ryan, that's because this is building off of the research and the demands and the studies that's been done in both Danville City and Pennsylvania County, not just over the past 5 years, but over the past 25 years. So once again, as a nonprofit off-season, listening to the needs, the desires of our community, one of the major things that has been pinpointed for a very long time is a space, a place, a sports facility. We're looking at an indoor one so that it can run year-round to meet the needs of not only our community, but to build economic development through sports tourism. We're excited to partner with this firm. They are known to have not only conducted feasibility studies, but to have built facilities across the U.S. that does just that, raises economic development, provides a financial outlook that's going to be beneficial for everyone and for sustainability, and then also, of course, reaches and meets the needs of our community, both our youth, our sports communities, our education communities, and even senior citizens with the programming and services that the facility can provide. So we hope that everyone is truly very excited with us, and we're looking for support, and there's all types of ways to do that as well.
I know you mentioned there were a couple, you guys have a couple of events coming up here this summer, actually. Tell us about those.
Yes. And so we have our second annual Warrior Soccer Camp. This is a free camp for youth ages 8 to 14 years old. It is a soccer camp, and it's going to be held at Southside Soccer Fields right there in Blairs, Virginia. This camp is really for any child who is interested in sports, interested in soccer. It is really open for them to learn about soccer itself, to learn the basic fundamental skills, to get some information on how to fuel their bodies, to have some fun with us and our soccer program team. So this is happening on August the 16th at Southside Soccer Fields, and we'll have registration open for that in just a couple of days on our website and also on our Facebook page. Then, along the same vein, we're already running our college scouting and recruiting basketball program for basketball players in the region. Well, now we're getting ready to open up our soccer college scouting and recruiting program, open to males and females in Danville and Pennsylvania County and throughout the entire region. We're looking to open this up in our interviews and everything starting this fall. So that'll be available on our website and, once again, our Facebook page, too. So if you're a soccer player in the area looking for a clear path to college, playing on the college level and having a strong supportive team around you, then this program is going to be for you. So we have a couple of things coming up here in the fall. And of course, just please stay in tune with our Facebook page, Offseason, and then our website, offseasonva.org, to know exactly what's happening and, most importantly, how to register yourself or your child for our programs and services.
For somebody, you know, who's interested, you know, in that, those, you know, the scouting services, like you mentioned, who's interested in trying to get to that that college level, you know, how do you guys go about assisting local athletes with that?
We take a collaborative approach first and foremost, Ryan, which means that we have pulled together a solid collaborative team of performance trainers, of mentors who are former college national championship winning athletes, and then also our nutritionists, and of course, some college scouting and recruiting education. So we take a collaborative approach to an injury preventative intensive training program, working with those athletes who want to play on the college level. So we provide those college scouting and recruiting services and education. Then, of course, we do performance training, individual sports-specific training, and mentorship, which is so very important, Ryan, as they're trying to navigate high school, trying to navigate different paths on how to be seen, because there are very different challenges for our athletes coming from this area. And that's what the this collaborative team of about 10 people, coaches included in that, college recruiters who have done this, who do this today, included as a part of that team. So we take a collaborative, holistic approach to working with that athlete and their families through our college scouting and recruiting program. This is a premier program for this area, and we're really excited once again, just listening to our parents, listening to our athletes, understanding the barriers that they face. Hey, listen, we're here to say, if that is your dream to play on the college level, we're here to make it happen. And we brought the right people together to do just that. So this is once again, just an example of the holistic services, the exciting and premier and forward thinking services that we're providing for our athletes throughout the area, open to male and female. We have it open for basketball and for soccer coming up here in the fall. And this is a 6-month program as well. So look forward to talking with anyone who is more interested in this program. We're excited about it, and it's already producing excellent results.
Again, we've been talking to Delilah White, the executive director of the offseason. Delilah, that's all the questions I had for you. Was there anything else that you wanted to touch on?
Oh, not at all, Ryan. Thank you so much for being curious about offseason. We're so excited that people are getting the word about what's happening with the feasibility study, with the indoor sports complex in the county, but most importantly, all about offseason and what we provide. I just encourage everyone to visit us online at offseasonva.org and to check us out on Facebook. We're accessible and here to serve. So thanks, Ryan, for having me.